response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Kennedy is off this week on vacation. My wife, Lana, is in hanging out with us. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
And producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, is in hanging out as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is the crossover episode we've all been waiting for since the practice and Ally McBeal. Joke still didn't fly, did it, Dan?
No, it was worse the second time.
Why he did it a second time, I'm not sure.
Read the room.
We got mimosas flowing. We got custom shirts happening.
Uh-huh.
You guys are a vibe. What are you drinking, Lana?
I'm out.
Got to crack that second bottle there.
What was it?
Cranberry with a little
Prosecco.
With a little Prosecco.
It was more like Prosecco.
Prosecco with a splash of cran.
Right. And what are you doing, cranberry as well?
No, I did orange juice.
Okay.
This time.
All right.
I said, "Do you guys bring alcohol to the studio?" And they said, "We don't work here." And I said, I have no argument to that.
Show
You're correct.
Me my paycheck.
I don't understand how we didn't get offered a glass. That's what I don't understand. They brought
you
all this
work here.
They brought charcuterie.
You guys are on contract.
They brought coolers. They brought cups. Didn't ask us at all. We're bringing back Amy in for Clear the List. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
So Amy was on with us about 45 minutes ago, sharing her story, getting back into the classroom after a 19-month medical leave following a bone marrow transplant. And I want to get an update on Clear the List. I honestly don't know what happens in a bone marrow transplant. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but you mentioned a donor has to donate to you in order for this to happen. Is that right?
Yes. So I had an anonymous donor donate stem cells. So it's basically like donating blood, and they remove the stem cells from their blood and then give the blood back to them. And then they bring the stem cells to the recipient. And it's just like getting a blood transfusion.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Through an IV, and they infuse the stem cells into the recipient. And then it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for them to really start to grow again. So before that, you have to have chemo to destroy your own bone marrow so that you're starting with a blank slate when the stem cells are infused. So, yeah, you feel pretty crappy for the first year, basically.
And this all happened at Dana-Farber.
Yes. Yes, Dana-Farber is so amazing. Shout out to all of the staff there. They were just incredible.
And you're going to be back in the classroom after how many months away?
I've been out for 19 months.
Wow. Mm.
How are you feeling about going back?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm super excited to see the kids again. I've missed them a lot, and my colleagues as well. My colleagues were so supportive throughout all of this. They donated sick leave to me. They created a GoFundMe.
Wow.
And just the support that I felt from everyone was just amazing.
Takes a village.
It does. And I'm so grateful to have a great village. It's awesome.
So let's get an update on Clear the List. We had a ton of items on there. There was
about 30.
Yeah, there was a pretty expensive chair. There was a whiteboard on there. What is left on Clear the List this morning for you?
Oh, me? I don't know. I haven't seen my list.
Oh.
Hold on.
You haven't been following along this morning?
Hold on.
She's like, I'm just going to submit it and see what happens.
Okay, I just refreshed it. It is empty. There is absolutely nothing left on the list this morning.
Oh, my God.
Yay! Congratulations, Amy.
So much to everyone that donated. That's incredible.
It is gone. It is empty.
I'm gonna cry. That's awesome.
You deserve it.
She didn't even know, Dan.
What does it mean to you to have that list cleared on your first day back in the classroom?
Oh, I'm so grateful. I can't even express how grateful I am. That's amazing.
Amy, you're going to make me cry.
I know. I know.
Been a lot of crying in the studio this morning.
That's awesome.
I'm so happy for you.
So great.
I'm so happy for the
thank
kids.
You so much.
And thank you to everybody that helped her clear the list this morning. We appreciate you. for stepping up the way that you did. And make sure you take a picture, send it to us with all your new stuff up, okay?
I will, for sure. Thank you so much.
All right. I appreciate it. All right, bye,
You all
Amy.
Have a great day.
All right,
you
too.
Too. Oh, that's awesome. That just feels good.
We did a good thing today. And everyone listening that helped did a good thing today.
Yeah, so we are going to continue on with Clear the List this week. If you're a teacher that wants us to clear your list, go to mix1041.com. You can tell us your story there. There's also a list of a ton of teachers in different cities and towns all across the area that have submitted their lists. And if you didn't get in this morning to help out with Amy, you can go to one of them. We have it listed, broken down by every city and town. You can find somebody local or pick somebody random and go in and try and help clear their list.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.